Welcome to the Custom Apparel Startups Podcast, a radio show to help you start and grow your custom apparel and promotional goods business. Get ready to soak up some knowledge with the Custom Apparel Startups crew.
Hello and welcome to the CAS podcast brought to you by Coldesi. My name is Mark Vila. And, we normally start off saying the Custom Apparel Startups podcast. And lately we've been talking so much more about so much more than startups and so much more than apparel that I'm easing into calling it the CAS podcast and changing the name, rebranding it just for some clarity. But today actually is an apparel podcast because we have an amazing guest from Next Level Apparel. We have Melissa Commanday. So welcome to the CAS podcast. And why don't you say hi and give a brief intro on what Next Level Apparel does and a bit about what you do with them.
Sure. First of all, thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate the invite to be on the podcast and let your listeners know a little bit more about Next Level Apparel and see how I could maybe help increase their knowledge base of the premium apparel space. So I've been in the apparel industry about 16 years now. And I've worked at Next Level Apparel on the sales side for about 2 years. Next Level Apparel was founded in 2003. We are a premium blanks manufacturer, and we're based in Torrance, California. And we also have a warehouse in Ashford, Alabama as well. So those are two of our domestic locations. Mm-hmm. And Next Level is very well known in the industry, as I stated, in the premium apparel space. And we've been really paying close attention in the last couple years to rounding out our product category because I feel like we have some styles that a lot of customers are very familiar with and have been using for decades now. And now we're paying a little bit of attention to some of those other categories, like an opening price point, a premium, the heavyweight, some trendy items. So, you know, that's primarily what I'd love to talk about today, so everyone can see all our variety that we have to offer to customers.
Yeah. Oh, great. No, I love it. And thank you. And I titled this episode, merch people actually wear. Right. And the reason why is some of the things that you had mentioned right then and there was that topic of a fashion trend, and premium. Right. And there's a few places to be in the custom apparel space. Right. And if we really boil it down, there's really two things. There's apparel that people, I think there's three. Actually, I'm going to name three. So there's apparel that people get and they want. And this is the type of apparel that they desire to look good in, wear multiple times, and really get longevity out of and have that favorite shirt or hoodie or whatever it is. And then there's the type of apparel that you get because you got it for free or you have to get it and it's you don't wear it again and it's maybe a toss away type of apparel. And this is type of apparel that people really don't care about. These turn into gardening shirts, right?
Absolutely. Or washing your car, walking your dog.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, or literally using it to wash your car sometimes with soap. And then I think the third level, which is I want to talk a bit about today. The third type of apparel is when somebody's trying to create the first one I mentioned, a quality piece of apparel, but they use a blank that's designed for something that was to be free, cheap, throwaway. And that's the worst thing you can do is taking something that should be premium and people want to keep and putting it on something that is designed to be kind of worn and tossed or as cheap as it can be.
Sure.
Next Level sits in the space where the blanks that they have are designed to be apparel that people are going to look good in. They're going to feel good in. They're going to want to wash and wear again. And they are probably going to be one of those pieces of apparel that you say, every time I wash it, it gets better versus every time I wash it, it shrinks in a new and different way. So I hope I put that in a pretty good way. What do you think, Melissa?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I have been somebody who's been into merch from a very young age, whether that's a concert tee, a tee from an arena of my favorite sports team. You know, I always think of a graphic t-shirt as I'm wearing what I love. That might be my college. That might be my child's school. But you're basically, you know, drawn to two things, in my opinion, for a graphic tee: how it fits and feels and what it's representing. And we all know that we go back to our closet over and over to pretty much the same shirts. I mean, I have a stack of graphic t-shirts in my closet that, you know, over the years I've amassed just from being in the industry and being a graphic tee fan. But I probably wear the same five or so over and over because I like the way they fit. I like the way they feel, and I like the quality. So I'm a big believer. Look, we're in the promotional industry and there's always a need for price point. So, you know, like I said, Next Level has recently launched our new opening price point tee, style 1810, which fits that category. So you're getting a great shirt at a great price. But we also fill all the other categories on the premium side as well as something you're going to have in your closet for years to come. Like you said, no matter how many times you wash it, wear it, that's the idea. You're getting those impressions, whether you're representing your favorite sports team or a shirt you got at one of your favorite events. But you're also advertising, you know, that company or team or business every time you wear it. So, you know, the client, in my opinion, gets so much more bang for their buck getting a shirt that someone's going to want to wear out and not just something they want to wipe down their car with.
Right. It's a great point. And I have a great Next Level story. I may have told you this, Melissa. I don't know because it just happened recently, but it's two stories kind of connected into one. So I have a friend of mine who's a personal trainer, works at a gym, and we went out to breakfast together, and he's wearing his gym, you know, logo shirt. And I noticed it was new, you know, new style, the new logo. So I said, you, the gym got new merch. And he's like, yeah. He's like, dude, isn't this freaking amazing? This looks good. You know, he's like, this feels good. He's like, people always compliment this shirt. And he's like, and then of course he's buff. He's a personal trainer. So he's a big giant buff dude. And he's like, and then people ask me if I train or if I just work out there. And he's like, I've gotten business wearing this shirt.
Wow.
You know?
Wow.
And so I grab the shirt, like, by the, you know, I grab, you know, the, and I feel it. And I was like, okay, Next Level.
It was probably either our CVC or our Tri-Blend. Those are so popular in the fitness space. And yeah, if that guy's able to get business as a result of the way he looks and feels in a shirt, that's exactly what we want to happen. So that's a great example.
It was beautiful. It was so funny. And I loved it that it was very recent to this podcast. So then he does the thing where he like pulls, he's like, I think, you know, and he pulls the tag out and it said the Next Level. I think it was the Tri-Blend.
Yeah.
But
I love asking people, can I check your label? Can I look at your tag? Do you still have it in it so I can see what brand of shirt? Oh, that's one of mine. Yep. Thought so.
Yeah. And so he said he reminded me of something, which is a shirt that I have that I wear all the time. He said, they did a charity event for I think it was a kid who was looking for like a college scholarship or something like that. So they did a charity event at the gym that a football player and my friend, they did like a fitness challenge together and they made t-shirts and they were selling the shirts for charity for, you know, whatever, 15, 20 bucks a piece, something like that. And it's an awesome shirt. I still wear it. It's like 2 years old. I still, three, maybe, I think it might've been 2020, maybe 5 years old. But anyway,
Well,
it's
Mark, I know where you can get some new next level samples. If you need to update your wardrobe, I'm happy to send you some.
Well, that shirt, though, that charity shirt is one I still wear all the time. It's like I still wear it out. And then so the gym owner, kind of still telling the same story, the gym owner, when ended up talking to him, and he had said that, he said, yeah, he goes, you know, this shirt company that I buy from, you know, they don't buy from Next Level. They don't decorate. They're not a decorator. Right. They're buying from our customers. Right. And he said, all these shirts look great. He goes, the people who work out here want these shirts. And he goes, I sell the shirts at a pretty fair price. I make some money, but really it's the advertising for the gym.
Yeah.
And he said that they would rather buy this shirt then go to Dick's Sporting Goods or one of these places and spend $29 on a Nike or an Under Armour shirt. They'd just rather have this one. And I thought that was great because it's something I always bring back to the custom apparel space, is that there's so many places that aren't necessarily custom decorating. Sure. And if they did with the giant, you know, capital letters WTH with a high quality piece of apparel, your customers or patrons or employees would rather buy that shirt for the money and have the logo on it, and it's their gym, they feel good about it, than just go buy the Under Armour shirt that, like, they don't really care too much about.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think what's great is that the consumer, or as we call it in our industry, the end user, is now more aware of what the blank apparel brands are. So they don't see it undecorated, but when they do see it, they recognize the name, and then they start to ask for brands that are in that premium space because they know that they want to wear it over and over. So, you know, between the decorators and then their customers and then their customers' customers, if that chain all recognizes the quality, fit, feel of Next Level Apparel, and they're asking for the brand, so that the decorator is then requesting that brand, you know, ordering through us or our distributor partners, that's exactly what we want. We want everybody out in the world to know that, hey, you want a great tee and you want something that you're going to love to wear and love to wear out, ask for a Next Level Apparel t-shirt.
Yeah. Yeah, and this story is, and this is just a coincidental story, right? These folks don't realize what I do for a living. They think they all still think I make shirts for a living, because everyone I talk to thinks I make shirts still. And I say, I try to say I work for a company that sells the equipment to the people who make the apparel. But they'll still say, well, you make shirts. Don't you know about this one? But I do think it's amazing that when I hear, you know, a story like that, and it relates back to something that I've said a lot of times on this podcast, and I've said it in plenty of our Cold Essie YouTube videos, whether we're talking about direct to film printing or DTG, I always say, you know, but everything in creating a good piece of custom apparel is about the weakest link in it. So you need to have a good printer. You need to have good supplies going in there. You need a good blank. Doesn't matter if it's a sign or a t-shirt. And then all that to get all that together, plus the process is something that's not necessarily physical, but it's what you do. All of that together is what creates that output. And when you have that good quality output, for one, I'm just using this gym as an example. They're not interested in shopping at any other decorator in town. They love the shirts. They feel the price that they're being charged is reasonable. They love the output. Their customers love the output. Their employees, who's my friend who's a trainer, loves him. And then all in all, you know, the trainer is like, I've gotten business wearing this shirt because the fit is good and the cut, compared to when you have a really poor quality tee that's boxy, shrinks weird. You don't look as good. Like when this guy's wearing this out to breakfast with me, he looks like a personal trainer.
Yeah.
Right. Because it fits his body well. It looks like he's wearing a premium tee. He looks like somebody you want to be like versus, you know, you want to be like him. That's why people want to choose to be him, work with him. Right. They want to be more like him. They don't feel like they're in as good of a shape. This guy will get me there. And then he looks good. compared to, you know, it, when he's out, you know, I've gone camping with this guy and he'll wear like his cheap t-shirts going out there. And yet it's like, it's he's tall, it's shrunk up, you know, he's like, he raises his hands up, his belly button's hanging out, you know, and all this silly stuff. But you don't look as good. And then if you don't look good, why people don't want to be like you. And I just find that to be pretty funny in a weird way, but it's very true.
Yeah. Listen, look good, feel good. Right.
Yeah.
So whenever you look good, you're presenting yourself, you know, in a certain way. And that resonates with other people. Like you said, that's going to attract, whether it's, hey, I want to work with this guy, or I want one of those shirts so I can look like that guy. So all of that is sort of interconnected to we want people to feel good when we wear our apparel. That's really, you know, the name of the game, in my opinion. And who doesn't feel better when they look better?
Right, right. And it's representative all the way down from the employee to the brand to the owner of the company who's deciding to buy from you, our listener out there, who is a custom apparel shop. You look really good when that chain goes that far down to customer, to the end users or employees all having chatter about your apparel. That locks that business in, because imagine the mutiny that would happen if the owner of this gym decided to switch their custom decorator for somebody who was, you know, quote, cheaper.
Yeah.
The mutiny that would happen, their customers would hate the shirts, the trainers would, you know, flows down.
I read something last night, it may have been on social media somewhere, that was talking about, you get one shot, just like any first impression. And if you pick a line for your brand, let's say, and you put it in someone's hands and either the seams start falling apart or it doesn't wear well, wash well, that's not going to be a good first impression. And you can guarantee that somebody is going to not be a repeat customer in that scenario. So to me, you're better off doing the research, investing in, you know, the quality that you want, because that's going to have people coming back. And you don't want people, you know, designing their brand, using a shirt that maybe is less premium. And to me, like, the worst that could happen is you sell that shirt for a premium price when it's not a premium shirt. And then you have customers all over the internet saying, like, yeah, I spent X amount of dollars on this and it fell apart or it shrank up to a midriff within one wash. Like, that's not the kind of feedback you want from customers. So, you know, there's always value, in my opinion, of, you know, just paying a little bit more. You're going to get a much bigger return on that.
Yeah, and I have a whole line of things I want to talk about, you know, down that rabbit hole too, because I think it's really important. But so when we're talking about that the how it flows down through to customers, one of the things that I'm just making notes down here, so if I'm not looking, but one of the things that is the most important, and many business owners get this, but many don't. And I work with a lot of people here at Coldesi, and this is a conversation that we have a lot. But so you mentioned the worst case scenario, right? Or the obvious case scenario where they buy a shirt, it shrinks, it doesn't look good, and then somebody goes on social media or they tell others, hey, like, don't really buy from them. It's just, the shirts are kind of junk. They're cheap, but they're junk. And maybe they're okay if you're going to, like, wear them once, but not for your company shirts, right? You don't want to have people saying that about you. But what happens often as equal as that, or maybe more, is when somebody just doesn't say anything. They don't complain. They don't really say anything bad about you because they're not that type of person. You know, they don't write anything online. They bought the shirts. They were fine. They were according to what they signed off on, I guess, right? Like, this is what I asked for, this is what I paid for, I got it. I'm just not going to buy that again, though. And they don't tell you why. They don't call to complain. They're just satisfied enough to feel that you met their contractual obligation and just unsatisfied enough to not tell you, but plenty satisfied enough to not come back. And business, a lot of business owners, no matter what you're selling, won't always see or recognize that what the feedback that you want more than anything is overwhelmingly happy feedback. So happy feedback is 5-star reviews and people telling you and people coming back for business. That's, you want a lot of that. The silent feedback is dangerous.
Yeah.
Because no news isn't always good news. No news could be at minimum 50-50. They just may never come back and never tell you it wasn't good. So I've heard from folks in the past when I've talked about using quality apparel or anything else, right? Quality ink, you know, and I don't get any customer complaints.
Mm.
Okay. That's good. That's a start.
I do tend to ask, you know, when I'm working with a customer on a program, particularly when it's a new style, I always reach out after they've gotten the order, decorated the order, gotten into their customer's hands and say, hey, how did that work out for you? How did it go? Because to your point, I would rather know and I would rather get that feedback and be able to bring that feedback back to my team, whatever it is, because we want the customers happy. We don't want those silent customers like, yeah, meh, it was okay. Like, could take it or leave it. You know, I want the people to request next level product. So I love to get feedback from customers when I work with them because it's just, you know, to me, that knowledge is what helps us grow as a brand, as a company. And it makes us continue to strive to put the best pieces of apparel in customers' hands that we possibly can.
Yeah. So you make a great point about reaching out for that feedback. And I would encourage anybody who's listening, who's maybe not using a premium brand of apparel, whatever that means, you're using something, you're buying whatever you could buy that's the cheapest online that day. If that's typically how you're buying and selling, I would encourage you to get that feedback from your customers. So if you sell an online store where you sell a small number to many customers, I would encourage you to do email batches of people and ask them to review. And don't ask them just a simple question, how satisfied were you? Because they may just say 5 right there or not answer. Ask them specifically, how was the print? How would you rate the print on the apparel? How would you rate the quality of the apparel itself? How would you rate how well it washed? Ask these questions. And if you start off with how was the ordering process and how was your transaction, 5 stars, how was the print? You know, 4 stars. How was the shirt? 3 stars. How was the wash? 2. That trail down is terrible. That means their chances of them coming back are very, very low. What you want is you want it's 4 or 5 stars down, all the way straight down. So I'd encourage to ask that. And then if you have large customers like businesses who are maybe buying 100, this is one you could do just like you said, Melissa. Just call them up and just say, hey, 2026, new year. I'm evaluating some of my transactions from last year. I want to be better. First, you say that to somebody, almost everyone's going to say, like, this, why aren't I doing this? Right. So immediately you're going to get good, positive thoughts from people. Like, this person's evaluating their year. They want to ask me questions so they can be better. Wow. Yeah. I should do that too. So that's great. You start off you start off inspiring. And then let me ask you about the order that we did back in October. And just ask them a few questions about it. How was the shirt? How was the print? How was the wash? However the end user is, your employees, customers, how's that going? And get feedback. And then if they come back and they tell you some bad things, I mean, obviously you don't want to open up that can of worms and it feels rough to have that conversation, but now you've learned.
Yeah.
And if you said what you said, Melissa, if you get good, meh, down the line, then it's like, is that how you want your reaction to be from people? Probably not. You don't
right.
want
I mean,
meh.
At least open the dialogue to say, mm-hmm. okay, if it isn't positive, let's talk about it and let's see, all right, maybe it was a situation they didn't like the color, or maybe it was a fit or the thickness of the shirt. So what I like to do is then let's recommend something else. Let me send you a sample of a different type of piece that you can look at next time, because, you know, the more I think about it, what you said, no news isn't necessarily good news. And I'd rather communicate and have that dialogue and find out, well, how can we grow our partnership? Kind of like help me help you. I want mm-hmm. to work together. I want and value your feedback. So let's discuss what were the pros and cons so we can figure out a path forward if there were any things that, you know, they didn't like. And like you said, you know, we are the blank manufacturer, so we're not doing the decorating. There's always the element of, you know, someone else is decorating it. So yeah, maybe they got a screen print and the ink was too heavy, so that affected the way the garment hung on them when they were wearing it. Maybe they didn't like the price of the decorating. So because there's so many types of decoration now as well, I don't know how much, you know, a customer's customer or the end user knows about all those kinds of decoration. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, maybe you didn't like the feel of a screen print, but did you know that you can do direct to garment or direct to film? These are all types of print that are in our industry. And, you know, again, just educating people to me is a huge piece of why people like doing business with who they do business with. Growing those mm-hmm. partnerships, explaining to people and giving them the information that maybe they didn't have. I mean, I have been in this industry, like I mentioned at the beginning, almost 16 years. I want to continue to grow and to learn things. And, you know, one of the great things about talking to you, Mark, is that mm-hmm. the equipment side and the printing side isn't necessarily my forte. My forte is in the apparel side. So having these conversations and opening that dialogue so I can learn more and our audience can learn more, it's just extending that knowledge base so that people are more aware of the choices they have when they're selecting garments and printing techniques.
Yeah, it's all part of a, you know, I consider a lot of different things, but I've considered it like a piece of really nice jewelry, right? You need all of it. Like, you want to use a nice metal or gold, but also you need a good clasp, right? Everyone has. Have you owned like a necklace or a bracelet or watch that the clasp is so bad you can't get it on or off, and you need somebody?
I won't tell you. A few weeks ago, I had to have somebody literally cut with a pair of pliers a necklace I had been wearing because I could not do it myself. So my answer to that is yes, and yeah, very recently. So
yeah,
absolutely.
It's also the clasp. A good clasp is important to the piece of jewelry, the stone that's in it, potentially, if you know, the type and quality of the stone, how the stone is placed in, right? If it's not gripping on to the stone well and you bump into a wall and the stone goes flying out, that's a bad piece of jewelry. So all of the pieces and parts of this make a good piece of jewelry. And the same thing with apparel, right? It's the shirt, the decorating method, how the decorating method was done. And that goes down to a whole nother rabbit hole of what ink yeah. was used, what technology, did you do the artwork properly for the decorating method, how you decorate for screen printing. The artwork might be a little bit different than how you would do it with direct to film, as an example. And if you yeah. took a direct to film piece of art and screen printed it, or vice versa, your customer might not be happy. But all these parts and pieces were what I was talking about, or what we were both talking about with asking the questions yeah. to your customer. So go down to your customer and ask them, you know, how was the decorating? If they say 3 stars, okay, what about it? Right? Because you don't want to immediately jump to, assuming, right? Because you call a customer, how was your experience? 3 stars. I knew I shouldn't have gotten those t-shirts. I knew I shouldn't have used direct to film. Well, wait a minute. Like, you don't even know if that's it. So they say, well, I didn't really like the shirt. Okay, what about the shirt didn't you like? And then you said something that was really important. Well, maybe they used a really thick plastisol screen print and the shirt hung in the front. A heavy shirt will feel that way. And they'll say, well, the print was just so heavy. You know, okay, so it really wasn't the shirt. Because when you and I hear that, we think of the blank. It wasn't the blank. They're thinking about the whole thing as one unit.
It's right, like the totality of the decorated piece of apparel. And I did like your jewelry analogy. And the good thing is, whatever type of, you know, t-shirt you get, it's always going to be less than a piece of fancy jewelry. That's a good thing. Buy the most expensive t-shirt, it still won't be a diamond ring. So that's I like that. But yeah, I mean, I definitely think, look, there's so many different types on both sides of the shirt and the printing. And, you know, how can, a person really know what to ask for unless they're being told that? So I love when you said, like, ask the question, because conversation is going to be the most important piece in making customers or consumers happy. You want, you know, them to love what you're giving them. I mean, I do. So when I think about, you know, a premium experience, not only do I want to give them a great piece of apparel, but I want to give them a great experience when they have any kind of dealing with me. And that's whether I like what they have to hear or not. But I will always try to say, well, what can we do? If there's any kind of issue, because I like to make customers happy. I want them to love either working with me, love the apparel, love buying from Next Level. It's just, to me, you know, the most important piece of doing business.
Yeah. Well, everything you said there too is the same as the analogy with the t-shirt or the jewelry. It's because it's not just about the Next Level apparel. It's about how the organization does business. It's about your contact, you know, you, Melissa, within the organization. It's about the delivery method. So the whole package, right? And if they ordered from you and the orders were always wrong, well, they love the shirts, but that doesn't work for them. Yep. So everything is parts and pieces. And we've talked about, there's two things I want to cover before to make sure that we cover. One is I do want to talk about decorating Next Level apparel a little bit. And so your experience and mine, but also talking about premium apparel. We've used that word a lot. And then what some people immediately will hear is they'll associate that word with expensive. Oh, that's a euphemism for expensive, right? And sometimes it can be and is. But there's a couple things about this, in my opinion, that I'm curious on your feedback. One is that if you have a premium piece of apparel, a really nice shirt, really nice print, all that stuff, right? And you're doing everything else, customer service, all that. You can charge more for that, right? You can charge more for that, which is important to consider. But typically when things are being charged, we're doing business, we're talking about words like margin, right?
Sure.
Well, like a profit margin, things like that, which is a percentage. Everything in business is often designed by a percentage, right? Apple is not just trying to make $5 on everything they sell. They're trying to make a percentage of revenue, a percentage of profits. So if you are able to get into the premium space more often than you are now, even if you're there 50%, if you get there 75% of the time into selling premium apparel, your margin and markup on those may be the same percentage, but it's more dollars in your pocket into profit of your business. It's happier customers because they're getting something better. It's a higher margin. The markup percentage and everything is the same, but it's actually more dollars into your business. And realistically, it's the same amount of work, if not less work. And that's kind of where I wanted to dive into decorating next. But do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, I also think about the cost per wear, right? So if you're wearing
that's good.
A shirt over and over, as opposed to you wearing it once, then, you're not getting that same margin, so to speak, out of it. But the cost per wear when someone's particularly wearing your brand, let's say, you know, I'm a shirt brand and I want someone to wear my brand out because basically they're a walking advertisement now for my brand. And every time they wear it out, like you said, someone was drawn or you were drawn to your friend at the gym because you like the way he looked. Now, if I'm wearing some fantastic t-shirt and I'm a shirt brand and someone then goes and looks me up on Instagram to say, oh, I want a shirt from that brand. I've done it myself, you know, to say that shirt looked amazing, whatever it is about it that I like. Maybe I liked the color. Maybe I liked the drape. But you're getting more bang for your buck from that, you know, cost per wear scenario than you would be in the scenario of a shirt that someone's not going to wear as many times. And, you know, like I did mention earlier, and a lot of brands have, just like we have, a good, better, best. So we have different pricing for different scenarios of, you know, more promotional items, more fashion items. But I do think that if somebody is paying attention to, I want someone to wear my shirt over and over, that, like you said, there's no like cost difference if you're printing on a shirt that's $2.80 versus a shirt that's $3.30. And don't you want your brand in a shirt that somebody is going to be that one in five in my closet that I mentioned that I'm going to gravitate? I mean, I have some shirts that literally have holes in them now because I wear them so much. Now, I won't wear those out of the house. I'll wear them around the house, but I still, it's what I grab out of my closet because they're soft. They make me feel good. They're comfortable. And you know what? I still look at that brand and say, wow, like that is a brand I will continue to buy over and over because look how long this has lasted and look how long I've enjoyed wearing this shirt. So I may have paid a retail price for that. That's, you know, maybe a little crazy, but I've gotten good use out of it. So I'd say that brand got their money's worth in, you know, using a better shirt for them.
And that's really interesting because I am thinking about the different types of business owners and how this affects all of them differently, right? So if you are if your business, I'm talking to, you know, those listening out there, but if your business is one of you're in some sort of like fashion space or funny t-shirt space or something like that, where you're selling direct to consumer, then that's one great point to be made, right? Is that you're selling directly to the consumer and you want them to, their friends to ask about what shirt, where they got it from. You want them to repeat and wear it. You want them to come back and buy another piece of apparel from you. And you can charge more, significantly more, where the markup and the margin is typically much greater opportunity when you're in the premium space. When you're in the cheap t-shirt space, you have to be in slim because it's a race to the bottom.
Yeah.
When you're in the premium space, you can compete just above that cheap t-shirt space. You don't have to be crazy expensive. You can do it, you know, a change or dollars more and compete and keep your margins the same. But you're selling a better quality apparel at your, you know, your introductory product offering next level. But you go into the premium space and so there's opportunity there. So that's when you're direct to consumer. Now, if you are selling to business owners, right, that are whatever they're doing with their, they're supplying employees with the apparel or they're reselling the apparel, you know, at that point in time, you know, this for one, this is ammo that you, as the decorator, you tell what Melissa said, this is what you need to tell your customers because they're not the end user yet, right? So you say to a gym, listen, why are you selling t-shirts at the gym? Because you want people to wear the shirt when they're working out and wear it out.
Yep.
You want them to go, they're going to go to, you know, the burrito place next door, and you want them in your shirt. So when other people come into the burrito place, they see this person eating, you know, the healthy low carb burrito, and they look in great shape and they're wearing your shirt, and they're like, that's the gym next door. So they're not going to wear the shirt if they don't like it. Especially now, I mean, the gym nowadays is like a fashion show, right?
So, oh, totally. So, totally.
But it's everything, right? So this is the same, your employees. If you are at a restaurant and they have cheap t-shirts where the collars are all messed up and they don't fit well, and there's like pilled up, you know, you know, cotton balls and stuff all over them, they don't look good. And then right. You walk into the restaurant and the person greeting you does not look good. And you're like, if the shirt looks like that, I wonder what the kitchen looks like.
Exactly.
That's what people will think.
About like presentation and, you know, best foot forward or making a good first impression. And that is something, you know, that's on your body. That's what people are going to see when they first walk into any type of establishment. And right. So you want that to be a good first impression, know, and yeah, I agree with everything that you said. There's different types of consumers, whether someone's a shirt brand or they're a promotional company, you know, and there's everything from A to Z. We have some shirts that are being given away, you know, at a sporting event or a marathon. And then we have some that are being sold in arenas, you know, with a licensing on them. So, you know, that somebody's going to be walking in looking at a sweatshirt for $85. You want it to look fantastic so that someone doesn't blink paying $85 for, you know, a sweatshirt going to a basketball game.
Yeah, no, that's very true.
Yeah, I'm guilty of buying plenty of those, taking my son to games. Yeah.
It's very, all that is very true. And a point about even some of the giveaway stuff, it's pretty obvious that a next level is not going to make a piece, and correct me if I'm wrong, but they're not going to make a piece of apparel that the company is not proud to sell as a quality piece of apparel.
Yeah, of course.
Even the least expensive item in the book is still going to be good.
Everything goes through extreme quality checks and control. And our goal is quality, sustainability. You know, we want those shirts to last.
The next thing that I wanted to ask and talk about, we talked about brands and how they may want to represent themselves. Now, the tagging on the next level apparel, right? That's something that you guys have specifically designed so brands could rebrand the apparel. Is that right?
That's right. So everything in the Next Level Apparel line has a tearaway tag and the ability to be rebranded. So whether you're buying a tri-blend shirt or a piece of fleece, it's a tearaway tag. Also, what's interesting, a lot of our fleece styles have a half moon patch. So, you know, there's like a little moon, so you could put your branding there, and it really helps that brand to stand out, which is a nice retail feature.
Oh, so that's a patch inside the piece of apparel where the brand
would
go?
Yes, it's like a sewn in, yes.
Okay, and that is a different material than the fleece?
No, it is fleece material.
Okay.
But so once you tear out the tag, like usually it's the same, you know, in a t-shirt, it's like the same material, the same t-shirt material, but this just has an extra like cool feature so that it's almost like highlighting your brand, but it's part of the sweatshirt, but just
it's like circling it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Yeah. But yeah, everything is tearaway, can be rebranded. So you're not going to have to cut labels out or spend the extra time or expense to have to worry about those things. Our shirts are meant to be someone else's brand. Like I have people like, oh, how do I know, you know, what this shirt used to be? Well, once you tear the tag out, you kind of don't know anymore. I mean, I can probably tell, but Yeah, there's definitely, I love going into like airports or boutiques and seeing graphic tees and trying to figure out like what blanket is because
Right.
it's, yeah.
Chances are, if it's a nice quality blank, it's from a handful of companies here in the US. You know,
Yeah.
it when it's a really, really poor quality blank, often sometimes they don't even want to relabel those, right? They just want to
Right.
leave like
Yes.
whatever's on there.
That's
But
right.
when you see something really premium, chances are that company, that boutique store, did not go and find a fabric company and then have them design apparel and cut and sew apparel just for them and then
Right.
decorate them. Chances are they found a nice quality blank that already works. This represents our brand well, and goes along. The same thing with anything else in the world, right? A restaurant's not, they're probably not growing the garlic, right? But they're buying from a source of garlic that they feel is good enough for their restaurant. So no, that's good, and it's important to consider that if you are a brand and you want to be able to decorate with your own. And by the way, this doesn't mean that you just have to be direct to consumer if you want to do relabeling of the apparel. I know a bunch of decorated apparel companies that will rebrand as the decorator and then sell it to the business, because that's advertising for your business, right? Especially when you're using a nice piece of apparel. That's the key to this all, is that when a shirt or a hoodie is really nice, people ask and talk about it. And it's, I think that gets lost a little bit when people talk about numbers and margins and competing. You know, how do I compete with this guy down the road? He's selling $4 t-shirts. And I would say, well, you compete against him by not selling a $4 t-shirt,
Yeah.
because that we all know that that t-shirt has to suck. Like, you know, like it's just not going to be good. Decorated for $4, it's going to be the worst thing ever. So you compete by being the opposite of the worst thing ever, being something that's good, putting your brand on it. And then when you deliver to a gym or a restaurant and it says, you know, whatever your apparel company is, XYZ apparel company, you know, Tampa, Florida, that people see that, they recognize the brand, they look at it, even if they're shopping in a store or they're at the gym looking at it, they feel it, it looks good. Oh, what brand is this shirt? Oh, this is from, oh, that's that place right there in Tampa down the road. I
Yeah.
heard they make good stuff, and
I
you
almost
get
think,
business.
like, yeah, to your point, like businesses, I'll give you an example I had this weekend. Restaurants, bars, you know, there's such value in them giving customers t-shirts. Like I said, you know, I know some bars and restaurants sell things like that. To me, it's like the more pieces of great apparel that you're putting in your consumers' hands, or you know, the people who are at your restaurant, they're going out. It's a walking advertisement. So, like the other day, I was shopping in a tennis store, and the owner like said to me, because I was checking out, they had all these different brands of apparel that I don't normally see in tennis stores. So it was very out of the box, different things. So I was really like taking my time looking at everything. The owner comes up to me and he's like, oh, this is, you know, such and such a brand. I'm like, yeah, I'm in the apparel industry. I said, I recognize, you know, this blank or this brand. I said, I've never seen this one sold in these kind of stores. And then he said to me, you know, we had our grand opening a few weeks ago. I still have a bunch of things left over here, and handed me several different quarter zips for free, like nice ones. And I was like, wow. I was so impressed by the fact that he was doing that. And again, then I was like, well, that's smart, because now when my son goes and wears that, then people are going to see his shop that he gave me that brand of apparel, and didn't, you know, cost me anything to go and do that. And now he has a tennis player walking around in his apparel, and someone else will say, like, hey, where did you get that? Because it's a nice looking shirt.
So, there's a few promotional items that, pens, people will use any brand of pen. Mugs, people will just use any mug or tumbler. You know, they'll use any brand of mug or tumbler, and they don't care if it has a logo on it. If they like it and it's good, people will use it. And the same with apparel. I tie apparel and food together a lot because there's something very primal or instinctual, in my opinion, about apparel and food, right? The basic human needs that we need to survive, right? We need food, shelter,
food and clothing,
right? So food and shelter, right? And apparel is a part of that, right? So it is a basic core need for survival because you need it to protect your skin from the sun or insects. I'm talking primal level, right? Protect it from the sun, protecting against the weather, protecting against insects, feeling warm, feeling cool. You know, these are all comforting things for us, and apparel hits that spot, and it's right after having enough food to survive.
Yeah.
I want enough food. Now I don't want to be cold. Right. And then a next level's up, right? Like a reproduction or family or friends or and then eventually up to like self-actualization and such. So apparel is a very core thing. You give people free apparel or you provide people good quality apparel. They feel great. They look great. They emotionally get attached to you. So it's an opportunity for business owners when they're creating custom apparel, selling it to the end user or to business owners to create something that's really good. And when they get something really good, it's primally sucked to us. Besides the fact that the margins are good, less customer complaints, more repeat business, you know, all that stuff is great. But all of that exists, I think, because people just really like a piece of apparel. They love it.
I mean, who doesn't love going somewhere and getting a free shirt? You know, even when it's, a promotional tee, everybody loves a free t-shirt. Now, everybody loves an even better t-shirt when it's a good quality. And, you know, no offense to like pens and drinkware, but usually those things don't leave your desk. Whereas, you know, a shirt you're going to wear outside of your house. So, yeah, I have like a cup of pens on my desk. I couldn't tell you which pen is what, and maybe some people are more of a pen connoisseur and have their favorite. But to me, it's like, first of all, how often are we using a pen and paper anymore? Yeah. So I grab the closest one. Okay, it writes. I'm good with that. But yeah, I feel like clothing and apparel is personal. And, you know, to your point, food is personal, too. So you tend to have more of your favorites when it comes to that. I mean, look, I go to the same restaurants generally over and over because I know what I'm going to get. So there's that comfort there. When I know that I'm going to get quality, I know I'm going to get fit, that's what makes people repeat buy over and over because they know what they're getting.
Yeah.
So that's how, you know, apparel should speak to somebody. Cause like you said, you're putting it on. So it's a necessity, but it's also a comfort thing.
Yeah. No, that's great. I love that. So I want to touch on using quality apparel and how it matters in the decorating and the decorating method. And then that'll be kind of my last point, since maybe my area of expertise. And then what I'd like for you to is just, I'll ask you what your last minute thoughts are after I speak. So anything that this is just for everybody to know, like transparent, if there's something that you would like folks to do after they listen to this, whether it's visit your site or contact you guys in any way or whatever it is, you know, that'll be your time to share that. So I want to give everybody the opportunity to not only have learned something about Next Level, but also an opportunity to interact next. So that'll be for you. So you could think about that for a moment while I'm sharing to everybody. But I wanted to talk about decorating and the blank. Right. Because we've talked about ingredients at restaurants. I've talked about jewelry. We've talked about business. You know, it's your business is a sum of the whole, right? We said how people will want to work with Melissa and Next Level because of all the things that you said, you know, the company, the delivery, the product, you. And if one of those things are off, it's weird. Well, the same thing goes with decorating. And I've decorated apparel with just about every technology that there is essentially for decorating apparel, screen printing, direct to garment, all different types of vinyl, print and cut vinyl, direct to film printing, direct to garment printing, sublimation. So I've personally with my hands done all of these things, and I have apparel in my closet and in all these drawers behind me decorated in all these methods. And the one common thing among all of them is the print. I'll just say it like a very bold statement. The print is always worse when your quality of your apparel is worse. It is 100% of the time worse. It is the same reason why people will they'll use good paper for their resume, you know, back in the day. Now it's all electronic. But like back in the day, you'd go and you'd get your resume printed on nice paper.
Yes.
If you have wedding invitations, you send them out on a nice piece of paper. You know, all these things are very true. And then you have a $30,000 direct-to-film printer and you're putting them on T-shirts that are a dollar, that are the cotton is poor, the dyeing is poor, the cutting is poor, everything. They don't deal well with heat. And then somebody decorates it and they take it out of their heat press and the color's discolored because of the heat. The fibers on the shirt have made the transfer not stick very well and adhere to the garment very well. It doesn't wash well because the fibers start to fall apart. It shrinks. So now, whether it's embroidery, whatever, you know, it shrinks and now the embroidery looks all crunched up because the shirt shrunk and the embroidery didn't. This is just true for all types of apparel decorating. And the problem is that embroidery, the thread costs nothing. The bobbin costs nothing. The electricity to run the machine costs nothing, right? Relatively. Same thing, direct to film printing. Pennies in ink, pennies in powder, pennies in film. The thing that's expensive in the whole transaction is the garment. So that's where this is where I can cut money. This is where I can save some money. So they buy a cheaper garment. Well, the problem with that is that you end up with a cheaper print. So you have to be 100% sure that that's the output you want. The output I want is the cheapest possible looking and feeling and production possible. And if that's your business model, then that is. But most people, if they are to call, say, our support department or a technician, or I read them online, they're like, why do my shirts not look good? I looked at so-and-so's shirt. I went to the store. They look good. My prints never look that good. And then you look at the label on the apparel. It's like, well, you're putting your resume and your wedding invitation on the cheapest paper possible. And then you're asking why it doesn't look as good as these other invitations or resumes. So it's really important to consider. And this is just going to be, it's every little bit. It's how crisp the white ends up on your shirts. It's how much the dye might migrate from the apparel into your print. All of these parts and pieces always tie back to what apparel you're putting on. So I just think it's really important, and I talk about it a lot always, is make sure that your weakest link isn't the piece of apparel you're using to decorate. So that's the soapbox point I wanted to make about good quality apparel. I think it's really important, and it really saddens me when I see somebody with a beautiful printer and then they put it on the worst shirt, and then they're asking why their customers are returning it because the transfer is not working or whatever, or not sticking, whatever it is. And I'm just like, spend like 50 cents more on a shirt and everyone's going to be happy.
Right. That's it. We're not right. 50 cents, 30 cents. We're not talking about anything astronomical.
Right.
So I love that paper analogy.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to use that.
If you need... I love analogies and I have plenty of them. So if you ever want some good ones, you just call me up and tell me what you want it about and I'll give you two or three on the house. I want no credit.
I love that. Thank you. I'm definitely stealing the paper and the jewelry.
Yeah, do it. Well, all right. We've kind of reached the end of the podcast. And as I mentioned right before this, I wanted to give you the opportunity to just kind of tell people what you think is next or any final points about Next Level or what they should do next if they're interested in what we've been talking about.
Sure. We have a lot of exciting things coming out in 2026. We're expanding our Ideal line and we'll now be offering a youth and a toddler companion piece. So the expansion of the Ideal collection is something I really look forward to in 2026. So there's a little teaser for you. I'm excited to be at the trade shows in January to see and meet all the customers. So we will be at ASI Orlando, PPAI Vegas, ISS Long Beach. And in the meantime, if you have any needs, any questions, you can reach out to me or to on our website at nextlevelapparel.com. We have customer service. Happy to help with any questions. I'm happy to help. Come see me at the trade shows. Reach out via the website or via email, and I'd love to help anyone with their questions and just continue the conversation.
Yeah, and I have to agree, if you're a business owner and you're trying to figure out what you want to do, maybe what you're doing wrong, why your business is a little bit stagnant, you know, whatever it is, if you feel that it may be because of the apparel, I would recommend, you know, for one, at minimum, figure out how to get yourself a sample or buy a couple yeah. Next Level shirts just to see the difference compared to what you're using. But more so, reach out directly to Next Level and just be straight up honest. Just say, hey, listen, I don't know if I'm going to be your next customer, but I've been using this shirt. I've surveyed some customers. They are meh, you know, and I'm trying to figure out if it's the shirt. You know, maybe you're thinking about your decorating method and other things too, but you want to figure that out and just tell Next Level the story a little bit. And somebody from there, I'm sure, would be happy to answer, to talk about it, help you, you know, get or buy samples or whatever the process Absolutely. Is that they need.
Yep.
And that at minimum, you've learned something great. You've educated yourself. You understand what else is out there. And then, you know, hopefully you guys do business together. But if you don't, you've had the opportunity to learn. And I know too many people that I've talked to through Facebook groups or in real life. And I ask them about the apparel they chose and why they use it. And so many times it was maybe it just happened to be the first one they bought. And then they yeah. just use it again, or they've seen the other brands, but you know they didn't want to kind of go through all a new, or they didn't want to go through a new testing, or I've got a method that works, I don't want to mess with it too much. But if it could be at the cost of your business or losing customers, it really matters. So take yeah. the time, reach out to Next Level, learn about their products. We had the CVC hoodie, right?
Yeah,
we have a CVC hoodie that in our last trade show, and Next Level was very gracious to provide us boxes of those so we can decorate with our Koldesi direct to film printers and hand those out. And I printed the first one here as the test one because the salespeople will not let me put anything into what's going out into customers' hands before the marketing could not just put it out there. Sales wants to see it. So I was like, don't worry, I'll test it out. It'll be all tested. I'll bring it to you. So I brought over 3 or 4 samples on that CVC hoodie to the sales team. And it was like I had free candy or something like that. Like there was like come check this out. Like, and then the salespeople are like, this is at the show, right? This is what you're bringing to the show? I said, yeah, this is exactly it. They're like, bring this. This is what we want people to see our prints look like. Because as soon as it was on that piece of apparel, the print looked so good.
Yeah.
Compared to some cheap shirts.
That's our number one fabric, the CVC. And we came out with that 6221 long sleeve CVC hoodie. It's such a phenomenal piece. And you know, just like what we've been talking about this whole time, Mark, it begins with your blank.
Uh-huh.
And your Apparel is your blank canvas. So if you're not starting out with the best canvas, how can you possibly think that you're, you know, giving the best to your brand, to your customer? So you want that canvas to be as perfect as you possibly can so that it prints well, it feels great. So, you know, I'm so excited that your team loved that piece. It's a great piece, very athleisure looking, on trend right now. And even for, you know, me who's in South Florida right now, and I don't think it's even gotten under 80 degrees, like, you can wear that piece because it's a lighter weight. So that's my, like, Florida fleece piece for,
yeah,
for the time.
Excellent. I love it. And that's the type of kind of visceral reaction you would love your customers.
Yes.
Just to see. So if, you know, my final thought is, you know, if you were to imagine you're delivering a sample to, you know, a business or a group, and they have two or three companies they might be evaluating or whatever it is, right? And your piece of apparel comes, and you've got the ladies and men in the office waving each other over, be like, check out this new shirt that they made, you know, that they made for us. And they're talking about yours. That's the one that, you know, the president of the company is going to be looking and being like, everyone loves those shirts. They're wearing them all the time. And you're going to get that business again. So you want your business listener out there to be the one that people hollering about, just like it makes Melissa happy to hear that our sales team here loved the shirt and wanted them at the trade show and was very excited. You want your customers to feel the same way when they're delivering their apparel to the sports team or to their to students or to parents or business owners or employees, whatever it is. Melissa, thank you so much for coming on to the CAS podcast. The folks here at Coldesi, I'm sure, are going to love this episode because this is something that they really like to talk to their customers about. Not necessarily specifically Next Level, though they love it. It's really just about understanding that apparel is a part of the equation. And we sell great printers here at Coldesi, direct-to-film printers. And embroidery specific, you know, are too big for apparel. We're also in UV printing space and other technologies, but those are, you know, more hard surfaces. But for our direct to film printers, there's a ton of technology put into the ink, the software, the printer, everything to make the print amazing. So we love it when somebody puts it on a real great piece of apparel. So everyone out there, nextlevelapparel.com, is that correct?
Yep. That's correct. Yes.
Go there, check it out, reach out to them online, investigate. At minimum, go to their website and investigate what they have. And I highly recommend, if you have not seen their apparels, make sure that you go ahead and get yourself some samples and test it out, because you're going to love it.
Yep. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So, all right, everybody, have a good business, and go to coldesi.com to learn more about us and see the video of this podcast.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Custom Apparel Startups. Find more info and episodes at customapparelstartups.com. Brought to you by Coldesi. Learn about all the customization equipment Coldesi has to offer at coldesi.com.